In the air there passed sooty albatross with 4-meter wingspans, birds aptly dubbed vultures of the ocean, also gigantic petrels, including several with arching wings, enthusiastic eaters of seal that are known as quebrantahuesos, and cape pigeons, a sort of small duck, the tops of their bodies black and white. In short, a whole series of petrels, some whitish with white wings, trimmed in brown, others blue and exclusive to these Antarctic seas. The former so oily, I told Conseil, that inhabitants of the Faroe Islands simply fit the birds with a wick, then light it up. With that minor addition, Conseil replied, these fowl would make perfect lamps. After this, we should insist that nature equip them with wicks in advance. Half a mile farther on, the ground was completely riddled with penguin nests, egg-laying burrows from which numerous birds emerged. Later, Captain Nemo had hundreds of them hunted, because their black flesh is highly edible. They brayed like donkeys. The size of a goose, with slate-colored bodies, white undersides, and lemon-colored neckbands, these animals let themselves be stoned to death without making any effort to get away. Meanwhile, the mists didn't clear, and by 11 o'clock the sun still hadn't made an appearance. Its absence disturbed me. Without it, no sights were possible. Then how could we tell whether we had reached the pole? When I rejoined Captain Nemo, I found him leaning silently against a piece of rock and staring at the sky. He seemed impatient, baffled. But what could we do? This daring and powerful man couldn't control the sun as he did the sea.